T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now, Darby Hendrickson, Minnesota Wild assistant coach. And Darby, first and foremost, happy new year. And, boy, you got some good news last night in the Mile High City of Denver. A big 6-4 win over the Avalanche.
Yeah, Eric, how you doing? Happy new year to you, too. We're hanging in there. There's no question. For us with the Wild early in the year, there's no doubt we didn't start the way we wanted. But we've just been trending the right way, I think, collectively. And we had a nice, I'd say, spurt, you know, about a month ago where we were able to put points together. And for us, fortunately, we were able to have the same lineup every day. We were healthy. But you get some bumps, you get some bruises, everyone goes through it. But we're on the right track, and I think our guys are in a good mindset. And it's nice to bounce back with after the break. We had 3 days off at the Christmas break where guys were ready to play. And we'll have our work cut out. But there's a good feeling with our team.
Yeah, and so you dig this hole early on. You're at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, and things were bleak, and really you only had the guys in the room who you could draw on for inspiration. What's Bruce Boudreau's message, you know, early on when the Wild get off to this sputtering start? How did he keep everybody focused on, hey, it's a long season, we can turn it around?
Yeah, he was good. He Bruce is a good communicator. I think that's one of his great strengths, as is important in every role of coaching. But I think Bruce has a good handle, even at times when we weren't clicking. And, he just knows how to simplify sort of how we have to play. And on a day-to-day thing, when it seems a little doom and gloom and guys may not, be fully feeling confident, and, it's a slippery slope, because you can get sort of guys going the wrong direction in a group, and it's hard to sort of, get it all back together. But I think that's been one of Bruce's strengths his whole career coaching. And when I've been around him, he's really good at, I think, managing a time when you're winning and getting points and what that takes. And he also, I think, has a good ability to sort of just put some clarity. And I know it sounds simple, but just really get back to the fundamentals of playing collectively as a team. And whether he speaks it or we use visual, he does a good job, but the players have responded, and there's a lot of credit for a lot of the players, but also the leadership group and the veterans really that are huge in leading the way and doing the right things.
Darby, it almost feels like video game hockey recently. I'll go all the way back to a loss at Boston 5-4 in overtime. Then you have a 7-2 win at Ottawa a few days later. And then beyond that, there's a 5-4 win at Tampa Bay, a 6-2 loss to Carolina, a 6-5 win against Edmonton, a 5-3 loss to Chicago, 8-5 victory at Arizona, a 6-0 loss to Winnipeg, 6-4 last night. This seems a little bit out of the norm.
Yeah. I mean, it's not how you draw it up from the coach's part, for sure. Because, of course, when you're trying to keep consistency, you want the trends to go in the right direction and keep your scoring chances down and have a lot of other things, fill in the right way. But just there's been a lot of different parts, and I don't know how much it's related to schedule. Obviously our team, when I look at us first and foremost, we've been in a lot of games where we've given up a lead. Phoenix would be another example on the road a couple weeks ago, and then we bounced back and with an empty net get 8. So production wise, we've really done well. We've certainly had the nights on the other way where it sort of snowballs the wrong way. Winnipeg would be that example, and where we actually thought we were really playing well, and then it just sort of falls off the rails. But the key was, in some of the games, we were able to bounce back. Our last couple would be Calgary, obviously Colorado, Colorado being in our division, who we beat twice now, which is good because they got a high-end team, as we know. But there's just a lot of parts, and it's hard to put a finger on one little part of why the games all go a certain way. But the big part, I think, with our group is we've been able to respond when we're down or a team might tie it up. And I think that was a good example last night. Colorado scores early in the third, but we bounce back and get a couple, including the empty net, to find a victory.
Yeah, since mid-November, the Wild have more points than any team in the NHL. So that's almost a six-week span. We're talking with Darby Hendrickson, assistant coach of the Minnesota Wild, here on a CCO Sports Saturday. And Darby, you got to be happy with the veterans. I mean, here's Eric Staal, 15-year guy, leads your team with 32 points and 15 goals. I think he's got a goal in seven of his last eight games, including one last night in Colorado. Ryan Suter is second in points. Zach Parise third. So the guys that you count on, the veterans, are coming through.
They've been good. And I think part of early in the year, I mean, I think a lot of the guys would collectively say they weren't feeling as productive as they wanted to be. But I think that's where the veterans and the guys you've been around a long time, you respect, they're able to kind of get that pendulum going the right way on the right work habits and doing the right things. And, you know, it's just, it's fun to see for them, because I think every year when guys get to being a veteran, you know, they still want to have that pop. They still want to have that success. They still want to contribute. And all three of those guys, and obviously Mikko Koivu, another guy who, unfortunately, has been out of the lineup for us lately, but, you know, being our captain, when he had his 1,000th game, you know, he's been really steady for us coming up till his injury. So we're looking forward to getting him back hopefully soon. But all the other guys you mentioned, you know, they've said and done the right things, and then they've also, you know, walked the talk on the ice, and I think that's the big thing. But you know what? When you got guys who step up, you know, that sets a tone for the younger guys to challenge them to be, you know, in the same boat, and we have a lot of guys who've done that as well.
Devan Dubnyk is back. He was gone for about a month dealing with the medical issues connected with his wife. He stops 40 of 44 pucks last night in the win against Colorado. Alex Stalock certainly has been good. Kaapo Kähkönen filled in as well. Is Dubnyk close to getting back to where he needs to be after the layoff?
I really think he is. You know, he had a nice shutout in the first game. I think when we played in Phoenix, it was a bit of a you know, I don't even know how to explain, a back and forth type game. We didn't protect him as much as we should have. But in saying that, he still got the win. He bounced back with a shutout against Calgary, where I thought he was really solid. And then last night, of the four goals Colorado had, three were tipped, or two were tipped, and one went off a skate. So those are pretty tough for goalies when you break that down. But he looks calm. He looks solid. Obviously, the time he's been with his wife and his family, everyone respects, and that is the right place for him to be. But his focus and practice, his work ethic has been awesome. And everyone supported what he's gone through and wants his wife to be, you know, feeling as good as she can. But on the flip side, he's really had a good focus coming back. And it's good to see, because we need him.
The New York Islanders are in St. Paul tomorrow. That's a 5 o'clock puck drop. And Darby, they're very good. 49 points, second most in the Metropolitan Division. So they're a team that's on a playoff track. And this youngster, Matthew Barzal, what can you tell us about him?
Well, he's an elite skating guy. I mean, if anybody who follows the league or they're in the East, obviously, but just high-end carries the puck. He's got, just the natural leg strength to just fly. Obviously, they got Anders Lee. They got Brock Nelson, some guys we know from here in Minnesota. But Barry Trotz has done a really good job with that team. You know, they've always been a talented team or a group of people, even when Tavares was there before he went to Toronto. But they've been more structured. I think that's a credit to Barry Trotz. But they, you know, you look at a guy like Anders Lee as their captain. They've got great leadership. They're tops in the East, and lost to Chicago last night, you know, the game after the break. But we know they'll come in and play really well. And again, it's a team we don't see all the time. But it's a big one for us now that we're home. And there's been so many road games, but it's a huge thing for us to keep our road record intact. So we know it's going to be a good challenge, but we also know when we play our best and we're focused the right way, we can beat anyone as well.
Yeah, the Wild so far have been dominant at the XL Energy Center. The record, 10 wins, 2 losses, 3 ties. And one of the guys you'll see tomorrow, Cal Clutterbuck, we remember him well here in Minnesota, 12 years in the league, Darby, so he's still playing.
He's had a great run, and it was feel fortunate to be around Cal when I was, more coaching than playing, but Cal was terrific to work with and obviously had a great run here. Was a fan favorite. He's had a heck of a run. You look back to the trade for Nito Niederreiter years ago. And Cal is still there in a leadership role as well. And he's definitely a guy that wants to get under your skin, but we'll do our best to hopefully be on our game and not make it easy for him.
And Darby, again, the Wild are playing great hockey, but I think you know better than anybody else, having been a former player, a broadcaster, now a coach in the NHL. All right, all you've done now is get yourself in a position to make a run. You have to still go full speed ahead, don't you?
Oh, big time. And we're, we are at home, which we like, and we've, we've been good at home this year, but it's, we're just quite almost halfway, not quite, and there's just a lot of games. The big thing for us is we're in the pack, meaning that the group of teams are fighting for those playoff spots. Our division, the Central, anyone knows it's one of the toughest, but I think we're in a good spot, and we're going to have some guys coming back like Nico. We got Doobie, I think, feeling good right now, which is really important for us. And like I said, I mean, you go across the board and across the league, every team is for sure, there's parity. But I think when we play a certain way, and it's not always, it's not always the end-to-end rushes, but when we play a certain way and manage the game well, that the pretty plays open up and it's fun to watch, because we do have some guys that can make plays that are high end. And but we have to stick to our game plan, and that's being disciplined for sure, not only in penalties, but just in how we play. A lot of parts to that, turnovers, you name it. But the way we started last night is a real good example. Even though they tied it late, we're on loose pucks. We play competitive. And when we do those things and do it consistent from top to bottom, like I said, no disrespect to any team, but we can compete and beat any team in this league.
I know you're laser focused on the Islanders tomorrow night from a coaching perspective, but New Year's Eve, Toronto is here. And again, that's the only regular season appearance the Maple Leafs will have in Minnesota. Sell that game to the fans in the sense that here comes Austin Matthews, a kid from the U.S. who's excelling up there in Toronto. He's another guy you want to see, isn't he?
Superstar. We had McKinnon in the game last night, obviously gets the one goal. There's some elites in the game. You talk about Connor McDavid. Everyone knows Sidney Crosby, who's a veteran now, but the young players in the game and Austin Matthews won. They have a high elite talent, and they skate so well. They shoot so well. You got to be on your game. There's no doubt. But for the league and the standpoint of how exciting those players are, it's a great thing for hockey. Austin Matthews, I think, their team is going as well. Obviously we got the Islanders first, but they're going well. A high octane group of guys that seem to be finding their groove a little bit since coaching change, and for sure that'll be a handful as well. But before that, we got Islanders, and there's some pretty darn good players over there too. We got to be heads up for.
Darby Hendrickson, our guest, Minnesota Wild assistant coach. The Wild win last night in Denver over Colorado. They will play the New York Islanders tomorrow at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. Before I let you go, Darby, the Winter Classic is on Wednesday. It'll be Nashville at Dallas. They will play it at the old Cotton Bowl. Minnesota has yet to get a Winter Classic, and I would have to think that somewhere down the road that thing's going to either come to Target Field or TCF Bank Stadium, one of the outdoor venues we have. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and I think for our state, obviously, we had the outdoor game a few years back with the Blackhawks, which was really cool. I think everyone who was a part of that just commented what a neat experience it was. Obviously, we won the game, so it even made it better. But even the alumni part where the former North Stars came in the game before was really neat, from seeing some guys that had, when a team got lost. But it's one of those things that you hope and you hear rumors. It's one of those things for players. They love it. I think it's a celebration of the game. It's done right. Obviously, you look at Dallas and Nashville this year, but for us in Minnesota, it would be awesome. And wherever they have it, the venue, it would be great. And I think it's due here. And so hopefully here, I don't know when, but hopefully it's in the short term that, the Wild get an opportunity to be in. It'd be cool for not only our state, but all the fans who have been so great in hockey here.
All right, Darby, thanks so much for your time. Happy New Year, and good luck on the ice tomorrow against the New York Islanders.
Thanks, Eric. Great catching up.
All right, very good. He's Darby Hendrickson, class act, assistant coach for the Minnesota Wild. Oh, by the way, scored the first ever goal at the XL Energy Center as a player for the Wild against Philadelphia back in Y2K.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.